A New York Times and MSNBC contributor says she is disturbed by American flags. Joe Biden brings birthing people into the federal budget. Plus, Kamala Harris says she hasn't visited the border, but she hasn't visited Europe either. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with New York Times editorial board member and MSNBC contributor Mara Gay. And with all these radical leftists, you have to just wonder, is there anything they actually like about America? They don't want equality. They don't want unity. And they push this anti-white narrative that seeks to divide the country by race rather than bringing us together as Americans. Here is Mara Gay in a recent MSNBC interview talking about Trump supporters.
We have to figure out how to get every American a place at the table in this democracy, but how to separate Americanness, America, from whiteness. Until we can confront that and talk about that, this is really going to continue.
Separate Americanness from whiteness. See? The left is fixated on race. When I was growing up, it was the great American melting pot. It didn't matter what race you are. You were American first. We came together as Americans. That was our number one defining characteristic. But with her, with Trump supporters, she says it's all about Americanness and whiteness. There's no difference. Who's being the racist now? And here's more from Mara Gay.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing.
Explicatives? Okay, I know explicative is a word, but I'm sure she meant expletive. But that's a different story. What's really important is that she is not only disturbed by Trump flags, but she's disturbed by American flags. Folks, the American flag represents America, not Black America, not White America, not Hispanic America, but all America. The culture, the values, the hopes, the dreams, they're all symbolized in that flag. And Mara Gay and other radical leftists, they can't stand it because they know their power comes from division, not unity. If we are truly the United States, they lose power. And that's why they keep on this message. Now they've tried to make the flag a symbol of Trumpism and not patriotism. They are the ones politicizing the American flag. And that is funny because the New York Times actually came to Mara Gay's defense and tweeted this. New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay's comments on MSNBC have been irresponsibly taken out of context. Her argument was that Trump and many of his supporters have politicized the American flag. The attacks on her today are ill-informed and grounded in bad faith. Absolutely incredible. Folks, the whole video is out there. The whole interview is out there. Nothing was taken out of context. What's so shocking is the context, is what she said, and we know the radical left mean it. They don't want a United States, they want a divided state, and that's what she's giving us. All right, next, let's talk about Joe Biden. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on, that way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, let's talk about Joe Biden and his $6 trillion proposed spending plan, because part of it, he wants to combat what he says is a high maternal mortality. So you'd think that that's all about helping mothers, right? Wrong, because this is Joe Biden, it's 2021, and mothers are out. Now it's all about birthing people, and here's the story. President Biden's $6 trillion federal budget proposal had plenty of surprises, including the use of the trendy woke term, birthing people. Progressive Democrats have increasingly substituted the phrase for mother or pregnant woman to avoid excluding transgender men who are biological women and thus can carry a baby. But this appears to be the first time the phrase birthing people has been used in a federal budget. to help end this high rate of maternal mortality and race-based disparities in outcomes among birthing people, and in addition to the investment in maternal health included in the American Families Plan, the budget includes more than $200 million, says the fiscal 2022 document. Are you kidding me? Birthing people. Birthing people. We're using that term because the radical left believes that men can now give birth. Men can give birth too, so you can't use mothers because the term mother is offensive. You have to use birthing people because both men and women can give birth, according to the radical left. It's just nonsense, but that's the thing. In pushing an agenda, the radical left does not care about making sense. Whatever advances their narrative, that's what they're on board with. And here's more. The White House's use of the phrase comes with conservative women and some feminists accusing the administration of seeking to erase women with its support of the Equality Act, which would add gender identity and sexual orientation as protected classes under federal civil rights law. Critics say the legislation, which has passed the House, would have a host of devastating consequences for women, including allowing biological males who identify as female to compete in girls' and women's sports. Biden's budget would literally erase the word mother and replace it with the woke, watered-down term birthing people in relation to maternal health, tweeted Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson. Why does Biden want to cancel mothers? Of course Joe Biden wants to cancel mothers. Why? Because the radical left wants to cancel mothers. That is their policy. They don't care about women's rights like they say they do. They don't care about future women in the womb. They don't care about women on the athletic field. It's whatever advances their agenda. All right, next, let's talk about Kamala Harris, because her trip down to Guatemala and Mexico has been a total disaster, both from a policy perspective and a PR perspective. She goes down to Guatemala, and she is met by pro-Trump signs, pro-Trump supporters. They were denouncing Kamala Harris. That sure didn't look good on TV. And you have the Guatemalan president that doesn't agree with what they're doing. She gets out, gives a speech, tells the Guatemalan people not to come. Yet every Biden-Harris policy encourages people to come. Is it any wonder the Guatemalan president is confused? Then Kamala Harris sat down with NBC's Lester Holt on a very bizarre interview. Here's part of the exchange.
Over 16,000 unaccompanied children tonight in custody. What's victory look like in this, or what does improvement look like?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I would suggest to you that we have seen progress already. When we have 12 of the biggest corporations of America who have, I convene them in my office, and they have agreed to help us work on this issue. Success so far is the bringing together of community-based organizations.
So success or improvement in stopping the hundreds of thousands of people who have already crossed over this border illegally is to bring 12 companies together and community organizations. Do you think that's going to make the border more secure? Do you think that's going to stem this flow of illegal immigration? No, not at all. Then Holt asked her if she is actually going to visit the southern border.
I'm here in Guatemala today. At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
All right, let's take our time analyzing that one for a second, because it's just stunning. He asked her if she has plans to go to the border. Her first response is, she's been to the border. We've been to the border. Now, even left-wing hack Lester Holt seemed a little stunned with that one. We've been to the border. So he asked her again, and she says, well, yeah, no, not really. I haven't been, but I haven't been to Europe either. What is that? That doesn't make any sense at all. What that has to do with stopping what is going on at the southern border, it's just nonsensical. The border is insecure. We have an open borders policy. And she's talking about, yes, I've been there. Oh, no, I haven't. But I haven't been to Europe either. It just makes absolutely no sense. And then she says she doesn't understand the question. I mean, this is our vice president. This is the vice president of the United States who's a perfect companion to Joe Biden, who doesn't know what's going on either, all because people didn't want mean tweets. It's just ridiculous. Here's more from Harris.
We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border and ask what is that reason and then identify the problem so we can fix it.
The problem is they aren't dealing with what's going on at the southern border. And the reason people have come and the reason people continue to come is because they know the Biden-Harris policies are open borders. Come on in. We're going to let you go. And then you can just disappear into the country. Remember all the policies that they have overturned from Trump. They stopped building the wall. Biden put a moratorium on deportations. Remain in Mexico. He stopped that. Catch and release, he brought that back. So now people are arrested and they are released and given a court date. Do you think they're going to show up for that? Do you think they will ever come back again? No, they just disappear into the country. These are the policies that Biden and Harris have enacted. So they have no reason at all to change it. All right. So next, let's talk about what's really going on at the southern border from people who do know, from people who have visited the southern border and are stationed there. Here is a story about a sheriff down at the border in Texas saying that the Biden administration has basically left them on their own to deal with this crisis. And here's the story. The border crisis continues to impact communities in South Texas near the U.S.-Mexico border, like the small town of Del Rio. Border Patrol agents in the Del Rio sector say they have seen an increase of 3,166% in convicted sex offenders arrested during the border crisis, Fox News reported. This needs to be at the top of the list. I think that this administration needs to take this seriously, Belverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez told the Daily Caller. We're left to be on our own to deal with it. This is insane, folks. An increase in over 3,000% in sex offender arrests. 3,000%. And the Democrats try and paint you as racist if you talk about the bad people who are coming across the border. The drug dealers, the gang members, the human traffickers. Look at that. 3,000% increase in sex offender arrests. This is the result of these Democrat open border policies. But hey, Kamala Harris is bringing community organizations together. Do you think that's going to help? Here's more from the Daily Caller. The Daily Caller's Jorge Ventura captured footage of a group of over 30 migrants being apprehended at the border while on the ground in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Around 2 a.m. in La Jolla, Texas, the group of migrants, including several unaccompanied minors, were apprehended by Border Patrol on Military Road, a common area for illegal crossings. According to Border Patrol officials, the constant surge of large migrant groups apprehended after crossing into the U.S. takes up most of Border Patrol resources in processing and transporting migrants, thus leaving the border more open for the trafficking of narcotics and illegal crossings of migrants with criminal backgrounds. So that's what's really going on. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can keep talking. They can keep not visiting the border, and she can not go to Europe either. But the fact is that their policies are putting American lives in danger. The border is not secure. It is a wild, wild west out there where people's lives are in danger. When you have sex offender arrests up 3,000%, you know things are bad. Imagine all the people that haven't gotten caught, that haven't been apprehended, haven't even been located. They are coming through with drugs, with gang members, human traffickers. That's what we're seeing. The border's less secure and America is less safe for it. We need to change that. We need to change it now. Folks, that's our show for today. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our next show will be Friday at the same time. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.